You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I'm sorry. I'm looking at this headline here. This is sick. Man from Idaho, right, likes dressing up as a dog. He has now been arrested for having sex with a cat, I believe, while he was dressed up as a dog. Okay, that shouldn't really be the start to today's show, but I'm sorry if I'm giggling. It's because I'm looking at this. Next, diabetics may be able to inhale their insulin later. A new, an insulin inhaler to be hopefully released in the next year or two. Remember we talked about inhaling insulin? They've been working on this for years. Then, colon cancer may actually be triggered by our mouth bacteria. Don't you hate it when they take opposite orifices and they link them together? Because then you get this picture in your mouth, but it's kind of an important study. Bacteria in your mouth could possibly be linked to colorectal cancer. I don't even want to go there on how one gets to the other. But I want to get to these stories in a little bit. What I want to do today is do more of a practical show. Okay, I get emails, tons of emails all the time, and God bless you guys for giving them to me. And I usually answer all of them. I think I'm actually caught up. If I don't get an email, it might have gone to spam, but honestly, I think I've caught every one. But some of these questions are really, really cool. They're like real practical type questions. Like, for example, which antibiotic is best to use for bronchitis? I take multiple medications. What's the maximum number of pills I could take in one shot? How many times are we supposed to poop a day? What's the difference between a bladder or a kidney infection? How do you prevent ingrown toenails? What's the proper length of time to brush teeth? What are the long-term effects of Diet Coke? When should we be getting the flu shot? I mean, I love these questions. I really, really love these questions. I know you guys think I really like talking about politics, and I like talking about Viggo Mortensen, and I do, or my kitty cat that just celebrated his 7th birthday, little Shaky Boo. I know, he's so cute. Shaky Boo, 7 years old. He's so grumpy, though. You know, but he's a gorgeous cat. He's so burly. Got cats and dogs, but he's my burly cat. Anyway, so I like talking about all that stuff. Right? I like giving Don some crap. I like talking about how the economy stinks, how, you know, we don't have enough money to retire, let alone make our rent the next month. So, you know, anyway, many of you guys are listening for some real practical scoop. Now, I don't make a whole show out of how many pills you could take in one handful, but this is some of the stuff you guys want to know, all right? And so let's, for the first part of today's show, just do some practical stuff, okay? And call in with your practical type questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh boy, Dr. Dahlia is really limiting the topic today. Oh my gosh, practical. I got to be practical. Just ask a question, all right, that you think that just is something that I think everyday people needs to know. Like, okay, so for example, the bronchitis question. We're coming into school season. And what happens with school season? I know we all party because the kids are in school. I know, yeah. But the other thing is we start to get these colds. And many of us will come in for a cough, for a sneeze, for a sore throat. We're given an antibiotic and we're told we have bronchitis. Yet you listen to my show where I say most bronchitis are usually viral. So then you're like, well, what the hell is going on, and what medicine am I supposed to be taking? So the best antibiotic for bronchitis is kind of a trick question because most bronchitis are viral. The problem is when I get a bronchitis and I try to tell myself I don't have to go to the doctor because it's viral, and I wait, my chest starts to hurt. And then I start to cough up green stuff and brown stuff, and it gets really disgusting. And, you know, I try to make it how many days until finally I just go to the doctor, they give me a Z-Pak, boom, Next day, I start feeling better. So this idea that 97% of cases of bronchitis is viral is not very believable to many of you, because those of you that let it sit and cook for a while come in really feeling like crap. So I believe that there are upper respiratory infections and lower respiratory infections. And some of the bacteria, strep pneumonia, H flu, et cetera, which are certain bacteria, you know, could be the culprit. Z-packs have been phenomenal because they seem to be easier to take than a twice-a-day medication. But if you're allergic to that class, you can't take that. So we don't really have a true answer on what's the best antibiotic to use for bronchitis. You could use the penicillins. You could use the macrolides, like your Z-Pak, erythromycin. You could even use the floxins, like Cipro, Levaquin, Avalox, etc. I try to save those, though, for the heavy-duty infections. You could even use Bactrim, doxycycline. There's a variety. So in terms of what's the best antibiotic, you know, it all depends if you're pregnant, if you're childbearing, if you have an allergy. For example, like if you have diabetes, we're probably going to try to avoid the floxacin medications. That's another study that came out today. So, like I said, it just kind of depends on what you take. But if you told me the doctor gave you Z-Pak, am I okay with that? Even though there's a lot of resistance to Z-Pak, if you really warranted, I mean, if it really warranted an antibiotic, I'm okay with that, as long as you don't have a long QT syndrome, which we talked about, an abnormal heart rhythm, and allergy to that family. All right, great. See, good practical question. I like this. I kind of feel like a doctor today. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Next question. I take multiple medications. What is the maximum number of pills you can take in one handful? That's a good question. I don't think we've ever really studied that. But I think you could take the same amount of pills that would be the size of a food portion, to be honest. Because you got the acid in the stomach, you're going to start having the dissolving of it before it even hits the stomach, through your mouth, etc. And so we'll just quickly talk about, of course, it's the interaction of the pills I get a little nervous about. So it's practical medicine today, so don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it. Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're just answering some real practical medical questions, some bare bones, how many times are we supposed to poop, pee in a day, these kinds of just basic bare bones medical questions. One of you called in asking if I could talk about the man that had sex with his cat story. I will, but can we just hold off with that? I just want to kind of teach you guys some medical stuff. Okay, I promise we'll talk about the guy that dresses up as a dog and sleeps with his cat. I promise. But I'm supposed to teach you something, okay? All right? I'm hired to do a job. Let me do my job. Keep the bosses happy. Keep the listeners happy. And then we can talk about the fluff stories. All right. No fluff. Oh, did you get that? You see why I have this job? Fluff stories. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have accrued thousands of emails, tweets, Facebook questions, and some of these are really, really cool, real cool questions. I don't think I have another word for questions. Sorry, I need my thesaurus. All right, like, for example, somebody takes multiple medications, wants to know the maximum number of pills he could pop in one handful. What can the stomach take? And I said, usually the stomach can't really tell pill from candy piece, from steak. So let's say you have a handful of M&Ms. I know, doesn't that sound good just about now? I'm about ready to PMS, so I'm going to be craving chocolate. And let's say you swallow, 10 M&Ms. Your body can break down those M&Ms. Okay? Now, of course, antibiotics, blood pressure medications, enteric-coated aspirin, you're not supposed to swallow a suppository, but you guys get my drift. These types of things are, of course, of different densities, right, and different coatings than M&Ms. But for the most part, if you, let's say, are a diabetic, and you have to take your metformin and your glyburide and your Januvia, plus your ACE inhibitor to protect your kidneys, plus the statin that the doctor gave you for your cholesterol, plus your Plavix, because you've already had two heart attacks, and the Plavix is supposed to help you with your stents, plus your Xanax that you want to take because you're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia show and it always drives you crazy, plus a Lortab because you have degenerative disc disease, plus your multivitamin, plus vitamin E, because you heard Dr. Oz talk about vitamin E, which is fine. He's sexy. I'm cool with that. Plus a migraine medicine, because you get a headache from all these medicines. Okay, so let's say you do all that and you need to take it all in one sitting. For now, as long as none of the medicines mix, okay, your stomach is able to take that. I personally prefer, just out of logic, you try to spread it out. But the problem is when I try to tell people to spread out the 10 pills they have to take in the morning, and doesn't that sound like a lot? You know, but keep in mind, diabetics aren't dropping dead like they used to. Okay? You know, people with diabetes, my father never really wanted to take medication. All right? And he's dead. I almost wish he did. I mean, if all he had to do was take 10 to 12 pills each morning and still be alive, fine by me. I'd suppository the pills if I could to get my dad back, but, you know. So I'm not that worried. Ideally, I would love for you not to get the diabetes. Right? You know how they call it, it's diabetes, but sometimes they call it the diabetes. Like, I got the gout. Doctor, I know you got the gout. All right, so basically there really is no maximum, but use common sense. Keep in mind that your levothyroxine, like your thyroid medication, you got to take on an empty stomach. You know, some of these medications you have to take on an empty stomach. But since most of these pills are in your stomach for a couple hours anyway, spreading it out by 10 minutes, I don't think it's going to do that much. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Somebody else asked about how many times we're supposed to poop in a day. Pooping in a day is always a fun topic because we all poop, you know. I could always interest anybody, even the 5-year-old sitting in the minivan right now, wants to know how many times am I supposed to poop. You're supposed to basically poop to an equal amount of the amount of food that you take in. Okay? Now, true, babies that drink breast milk or baby formula make poop, and that always kind of confused us. Okay? But they do. Babies poop. Okay? By the way, the first poops of their first week of life, aren't those easy and they don't smell? I remember my kids' first poops. Man, I wish I videotaped it. They hardly smelled. They didn't smell. You know, because they're kind of yellowish and, no, they're kind of blackish at first, right, because of the meconium, and then it kind of turns to kind of yellowish, and then they're kind of grainy, right, you know, and then all of a sudden, I think by their 8th day of life, or by their 10th day of life, you're like, Lord have mercy. Get him the hell out of here. And that's what we did. We basically told each other to get the kid out of there. It stunk. But anyway. Okay. And now, mama's poop don't stink. So how many poops a day? Some of you will go 4 times a day. I'm fine with that. Some of you only go once a day. That's fine. You know, some, like kids, will only go once a week. I think that's too long. But if you actually look in the textbooks, they could say going 3 to 7 times a week, right? It can actually be the norm. And if you go maybe just a couple times a week, that could still be considered normal. So how I look at poop is, what is normal for you? So if you usually poop a couple times a day and then all of a sudden you stop pooping, then I would call that constipation. See, it's relative. Okay? But if ever since you've been born, you only poop one time a day, and that is it, I don't really panic about that. Now, where I also get nervous, and we've talked about that, is you may poop. And it may be just a little tiny, itsy-weetsy little baby pebble. And go, yep, I pooped for the day. Yet you had a triple bacon cheeseburger with a supersized fries and an extra large soda for breakfast, right? For lunch, a health bar. For dinner, huge piece of meatloaf. Okay, that little tiny baby piece of poop obviously isn't what you were supposed to eliminate. So I also look at the amount. And so, again, it's all relative. What you need to do when it comes to your poops is you want to make sure that you're kind of documenting them. Now, I have a huge calendar in my house. It has my poops. It has my period. It has any change in discharge. It has my earwax. And I have this calendar up. It's kind of nice because when people come, I don't really have a lot of furniture in my house or a lot of artwork, but I got my poop pee calendar. And people come in and they take a look at it. And, you know, it's a conversation piece. And no lie. And where was I going with this? Yeah, okay, so you want to kind of document how many times you poop. But if you ask me, all right, I think if you poop once or twice a day, that's perfect. If you poop every other day and it's consistent for you and it's a nice juicy poop, I'm happy with that, okay? Juicy poop. I don't like it dry. If it's a dry poop, what does that mean? Pop quiz, what does it mean if your poop is dry? Right. Okay, you guys didn't answer. You're just looking at the. I know you guys aren't answering. Come on, you're waiting for somebody else to answer, right? Like in class. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. It means that the poop was in the colon too long, and the colon's job is to suck out the fluid, suck out the water, to bring water back to your body. Yeah. So by the way, your body's water is a lot of, you know, recycled water from the poop. Yeah, so don't be getting all, ooh, gross. The city I live in is recycling sewer water. Ooh, gross. Because the water in your body is already from your poop. Okay, so don't be trying to act all holier than thou. And so if your poop is dry, to me that means the poop is just sitting there churning and churning. The colon keeps sucking out the water and you got dry poop. So I want to make sure your poop is nice and juicy, but not overly wet, because then that's diarrhea. Got it. Next question. What is the difference between a bladder and kidney infection? This email I received about a year ago, I already wrote her back, but she says sometimes the doctor diagnoses her with a kidney infection, sometimes the doctor diagnoses her with a bladder infection, but it's the same antibiotic, same charge to the insurance, no difference. What's the difference? Some people, I think, interchange the word differently. To me, if you walk in and you said, I had a kidney infection, I'd be like, oh, my Lord. All right. I'd be ordering ultrasounds. I'd be probably getting, you know, a urologist involved, because if you had a true pyelonephritis, that could cause damage to the kidney. That's some nasty stuff. Okay? But, you know, before I call, you know, lights and sirens and have the ambulance come and take you, you know, some of you will say, no. I don't know if it's a kidney infection. It burns when I pee. Okay, well, if it burns when you pee, yeah, that could be a bladder infection. Sorry. Okay, if you have some burning with urination, I'm sorry. Look, I'm allowed to say pee. I'm a doctor. I can say pee. Right? Coffee, tea, soda pop, pee. Burning dysuria, we call it, right? Dysuria with urination, all right? It could be bladder, kidney infection, etc. But the bladder infection is where the infection is usually in the bladder. The kidney infection, obviously, is where it's up in the kidney. That's a hell of a lot more serious. If you start to feel back pain, that could be a sign of a kidney infection, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's full-blown yet. 1-877-DOC-DALI, practical questions today. 1-877-362-3254.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com. Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. One of you had asked if Don is single. I don't know. You know, Don and I really never talk about our personal lives. I mean, I'm a real private person, and so, you know, I don't really like to talk about, you know, my family or their poops or my love life, as you could tell. So I really don't get into it with my coworkers, because if I start to ask my coworkers, you know how whenever you want to know something personal about somebody, you then have to share something personal back. And me, you know, being so private, I just don't want to have to divulge. So basically it's like, hey, Don, He's like, hey, Doc, and that's about it. You know, we really don't get into it, so I am sorry. And remember, this isn't a matchmaking service, okay? I'm not going to make Don go out with one of my listeners, okay? All right, he gets to choose who he wants to date, okay? That's not the service we're running here. As for me, I'm married, but nobody really asks or cares. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, we're talking about practical medicine here, some basic questions that many of you guys have asked, which are really, really good questions. These are things that a lot of times you don't have time to ask your doctor about. So these are just, I mean, this is just a drop in the bucket. This is like a blink of an eye, right, in the life of an average person. Number of questions type of thing, okay? All right, so obviously I'm not going to get to all of them, but, like, this is a good one. How do you prevent ingrown toenails? Okay, many of us have ingrown toenails, and there's really no other word for it except that it really sucks. Right? Ingrown toenails really, really blows. And so with ingrown toenails, what I tell people to do is, you know, the typical thing that we've all been told, right? Well, cut the nail straight across. Don't try to cut the nail curved because the nail could grow in, etc. But what a lot of people don't realize is your true ingrown toenail starts at the base. The part of the nail that you see is maybe only two-thirds of the actual nail. You have about a sixth of the nail under the skin on each side that you don't see. So that nail that's underneath the skin growing straight is what ends up growing underneath the skin, and that's why it makes it all red, painful, etc. Now, some of you know this because when you went into the doctor to get your toenail removed or part of that toenail excised, you saw how deep that nail actually went underneath the skin of the toe. So basically, look at your nail, and then with a dotted imaginary line extended by a sixth on each side. So therefore, that's where you get the extra, right? Two-sixths equals one-third. Okay, that's where it comes from. So then you're able to then figure out, okay, so wait a second. So you trying to trim the edges, the curved edges at the tip or whatever, it's really all for naught because the nail is growing deep laterally underneath. So what I tell people to do with ingrown toenails is first, okay, if you are given a toe, okay, and if you're blessed to have a big toe, don't screw with the big toe. By screwing with the big toe, don't let people step on it. Don't let it get damaged. Don't keep stubbing it. Try not to get the gout. Ladies, stay away from narrow-toed heels where the toe has to be on top of another, because what I think happens is chronic pressure, chronic injury leads to inflammation. Inflammation changes the dynamics such that when you do have bacteria in your nails or in your toes, etc., something gets under there and seeds, all right? And then you can start getting some abnormal nail growth, or you just start getting some bacteria underneath the skin. All right, keep your toenails clean. I know a lot of you bite your nails, both fingernails and toenails. Keep your toes out of your mouth for the most part because your mouth is dirty. And keep the nails clean. Cut as straight across as you can without you snagging, right, your spouse with that, you know, sharp corner of your nail. Make sure it's kind of smooth. But to be honest, there's really not that much more you could do with the tip of the nail. What you really have to do is try to avoid there being issues deeper. Now, many of us, when we have ingrown toenails, we go to the doctor, they do a digital block where they numb up the whole toe. Then they go in with a hemostat, they feed it under the nail, in between the skin, the nail bed and the nail. Then they clamp it, and then they roll it out. It's fun. Removing toenails or sides of toenails, one of my favorite things to do. Okay, I know you think it's, you know, watching Lord of the Rings while eating some chocolate. It's not. It's removing toenails. Honestly, it's one of my most favorite things to do ever. And but another thing you could do in the meantime is put like some Colgate toothpaste. Okay, I like to use Colgate toothpaste, right? You peel the painful part of the skin back, throw some white Colgate toothpaste on there until you can get to the doctor and get some antibiotics. Sometimes the Colgate toothpaste does the trick. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. I'm sorry, I can't spell today. We got Justin calling from Washington. Hey, Justin, how you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Good. I can't speak today. What's up?
Oh, no, I'm just listening to the radio at work right now. I was just wondering, I recently purchased a Kangen water machine. And it's just got a lot of health benefits coming from that. And they're kind of going over, like, antioxidants and all that kind of stuff. And I just wondering, like, do you guys know anything about the Kangen water machine? Like, have you guys heard of it?
No, I actually haven't. Spell the name for me, because I want to look it up. Spell, what is it, Condor, like the bird?
No, it's K-A-N-G-E-N.
A Kangen. Oh, yes. Yes, because it's making it more alkaline. Is that the one?
Exactly.
Yes, I've heard of that. You know what's interesting? I haven't had any patients. You're probably actually the first one that's told me about it. What have you noticed with it?
From just kind of the start of my, like, health change, I went eating really healthy, and I remember the first time I ever had a glass, it really made me, like, lightheaded just because of, like, the oxygen. Like, it just, like, was flowing oxygen into my brain. It was really weird at first, because everyone that was, like, watching me get ready to drink it kind of was, like, expecting that I was about to do this. And they're like, mm-hmm. You need to sit down. I was like, no, it's cool. But, like, it's just, like, it really kind of, it takes your dehydrated brain and it hydrates it really fast.
Mm-hmm.
It almost makes you just like a happy feeling, just because like you're hydrating what you need to hydrate. It's water that just gets absorbed almost instantly. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The reason why I haven't heard anything bad about it, okay, because usually I hear the negative, is because tap water in and of itself obviously gets a lot of bad rap, because you got the extra salts in there. Some people think it may not be the most distilled. Bottled water is getting a bad rap because it's too distilled, right? Where I, though, don't know if we're going to have any long-term phenomenal results with it in terms of studies, is because the idea of the alkalining your body, trying to get rid of the acidity, we don't believe a certain we don't believe that you have that control over drinking the water. Like, for example, you can't drink enough basic stuff to change the pH of your body because your respiratory rate and your kidneys are too involved. So, like, for example, you said you felt oxygenated. I believe you felt that. Were you really getting oxygen? No. It really wasn't oxygenated in your brain, because of course the fluid goes in, you absorb the water, but for it blending with your bloodstream and blending with the chemistry a little better, that I believe that happens. Whether it infuses extra stuff into you is a whole other story, but if it just seems to work with your chemistry a little bit more and there's a science to it, I dig that stuff. Great question. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Wondering what went wrong with our show today. Why aren't I complaining about Obamacare? What I decided to do was just answer some basic medical questions that were pretty relevant and pertinent to all of us. And then I'll be moving on to some medical news. And some of these questions are so good, I didn't realize I'd be spending this much time on it. But it looks like you guys are pretty happy with this. We're answering your questions. You could call in as well. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-362-3254. All right, so what is the proper length of time to brush your teeth? This is a great question because I probably think 99% of us brush our teeth half-assed, don't we? Right? We sit there, we go, choo-choo-choo, 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 and then we go to the bottom teeth, choo-choo-choo, choo-choo-choo, spit, and then we're done. Oh, hell no. That is not how you're supposed to brush your teeth. Okay? You're supposed to spend at least 3-4 minutes. Now, we're talking 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, okay, that's a slower second, okay? But we're talking Mississippi-style seconds, okay? Not Maine, not 1 Maine, 2 Maine, we're talking 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi. You know, my kids, when they go to the dentist, they go to the children's dentist on Dr. Josh Sachs, Michael Sachs, they've been going to them for years. They get a little hourglass, like a little toy hourglass, and they're supposed to brush their teeth to that time of the hourglass. When we were on the Dr. Dahlia Show cruise, one of our awesome people that came on actually brought my kids toothbrushes that stay lit long enough for when you're supposed to complete brushing your teeth. So it lasts about a minute or 2 minutes, which is good because, you know, a child's attention span is almost as bad as an adult's, right? We yell at our kids for not having a good attention span, but we're worse than the kids. You try to sit through Nemo for 2 hours. Have you been able to sit through the Finding Nemo movie without kind of looking away when Dory started to get on your nerves? Yeah. Dory was funny, you know, for the first 10, 15 minutes, but then it gets annoying after a while. All right, and the father, too. Anyway, I don't know what the latest kids movie is. Oh, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2. Yeah, we got to go see that one. All right, where was I? Okay, so brushing your teeth. I suggest that you brush your teeth with the same care and the same love and the same amount of time and ethics that you spend washing your car. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, I'd never get to work on time. I know, but we're talking about your teeth here. Okay? You got to brush, do nice, round, circular motions. You want to massage the gums. Now, you don't want to be brushing till you bleed every day, even though some of us bleed just by a simple brushing. But you want to strengthen the gums. You want to get the blood flowing to the gums. You want to make sure you get everything out. But you don't want to be too hard. You got to be gentle. You got to treat your gums like a woman. Right? You gotta be gentle. You gotta be very sensitive. You gotta know what their needs are. You gotta be very aware that the other teeth don't get jealous. Okay? And then you gotta watch out for the mother-in-law tongue. Right? Okay. I'm trying to come up with an analogy. Anyway. Alright, so you wanna make sure, and then water pick is always good. A nice water pick, right? To just kinda get whatever crap isn't out there. Your gums love water. Alright, now, one of you had asked, because I had talked about on the show a couple years ago, where you don't wanna brush your teeth right after you have a diet drink. Why was that? Well, the reason why is, if certain drinks are acidic, and then you brush, the idea is to neutralize before you brush. So one dentist or one, I don't know if it was the American Dental Association or somebody in the mouth field, had recommended to wait 30 minutes before brushing your teeth if you just had a diet soda or something more acidic. Okay? Now, for those of us who are like, well, no big deal, because I wake up in the morning, I brush my teeth, and then I don't even think about my teeth till at night, and maybe I just jump into bed. Okay? The thing is you only have your teeth once. Okay, twice, I'm sorry. Okay, well, your permanent teeth. You only have your permanent teeth once, hence the term permanent. So you gotta take care of them. So I would say spend a good couple minutes brushing your teeth, massaging them, okay? I mean, you know, you should definitely be spending longer brushing your teeth than you spend applying makeup or shaving. That's how I look at it. Okay? Well, I got a lot more to shave than the average girl, but still. I got long legs. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. What are the long-term effects of Diet Coke? This is being asked by another one of my listeners. We don't know the long-term effects of any diet soda, whether it's Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, Pepsi Free, Pepsi Light, Tab, Diet Sprite, Sierra Mist, Diet, etc. We still don't have any long-term studies. What we do, though, believe happens with long-term soda use in general is the imbalance of your phosphoric acid and your calcium, and you could start having calcium leaching. There's also been a lot of flirtations with diet soda making you obese, diet soda hurting your pancreas, there was something else that was, diet soda causing diabetes. So, but there's not enough studies out there. So what I recommend is in the meantime, okay, don't be addicted to liters and liters of diet soda. Give your body the purest, you know, fluid it can, which would be some sort of water. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Flu shot. When should we be getting the flu shot? Well, where are we? We're in August right now, right? Okay, right? We're coming up on, okay. So many doctor's offices and clinics are going to start getting the flu shot at the end of the month, early September. If that's the case, you can start getting the flu shot. Okay? Flu season is anywhere, depending on where you live, from October to next February, March. Okay? And where I live, we usually see heavy flu November, December, January. But you could actually be getting flu anytime. We had some flu patients this summer. There was a little bit of a flu. I remember when I got swine flu, I got hit with it in May of that year. It was in May of 2008 or 2009, one of those years. But I remember it was May and our whole family got sick, really sick. So you could technically get flu anytime, but flu season is when most of us get flu. We're going to be spending a lot of time talking about the flu as we go into flu season. Okay, I know nobody ever hires me to do a special on CNN or Fox on the flu. I think I can do a damn good job, okay? So this was just a drop in the bucket of some of the practical questions that some of you guys have asked. Keep them coming. I think they're great questions. Now, the long-awaited man who dressed up as a dog and had sex with his cat story. Ryan Havens Tannenholtz, 28 years old, is accused of sexually abusing his cat several times over the course of the year. He was arrested in Boise, Idaho on 6 felony counts of crimes against nature and 1 misdemeanor count of cruelty to an animal. Stop laughing. He is, I guess, said to be a furry, the name given to a member of community of people who dress as animals. I guess he dresses as a dog. He has alter egos where he dresses as a wolf, a white husky, and a fox. I'm looking at this guy. You can't make this stuff up. These are people that exist. They're your neighbors, people. Okay? He's currently being held in custody in with a $250,000 bond, faces up to 5 years of prison if convicted. His cat is actually gorgeous. His cat's name is Einstein. Has one brown eye, one blue eye, but it looks like it's a long-haired white kind of Persian. Have any of you guys seen my black Persian cat, Sashi? Right? Oh, she's like Mrs. Sasha, you know, she thinks she's like a queen. Yeah. This one's white and she's beautiful cat. How do you fit? I know people have sex with their animals all the time. For those of you like, "Oh no, Dr. Dahlia, that's only in the movie." No. Your next-door neighbor could be having sex with his animal. Okay? We talked about sexual fetishes. We talked about sexual aberration, okay? You know, slippers. People have sex with their slippers. They have sex with their teddy bear. It's just what they do. I guess I always thought it's just missionary position and that's about it. But I guess there's more colorful types of acts. But once it starts to involve Fluffy, come on. All right? And I mean, oh my God, she must need surgery. So, on that note, let's move on. Next hour, let's talk about diabetics and insulin that could be inhaled. Cool stuff. No shots. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi. Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.